Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to continue to move on that same path, Steve. You know, the Lord gives us a race to run. Yeah. And the book of Hebrews tells us in chapter 12, verse 1, that it says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, right? Mm-hmm. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Yeah. Steve, there's a race. Mm-hmm. There's a race mm-hmm. that's marked out for us. You're listening today. There's a race marked out for you. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Mm-hmm. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a future. Man, when I came to God, when I came to Jesus, and I heard that scripture revolutionized my life. I'm talking about the power of the Word of God.
That's right.
When you say, God has a plan for me, I'm going to college, I'm doing all these things you're supposed to, and God has a plan for me? Mm-hmm. Plans to prosper me and not to, well, hope, future, help, sign me up. Wait a minute, this is good. You know what I mean?
I know, right?
This is good. There is a race that's marked out for each one of us. And the thing is that each one of us has our own course. You know, I can't run your race, Steve, and you can't run mine. Pat, right. I can't run yours. You can't run mine.
That's right.
But we will all end up at the same finish line.
That's right.
But we all have our own race. Mm-hmm. And during this race that we're running, we'll face some things that will try to hinder us in our walk with God. Things that will try to come in to slow us down. Things that will try to knock us off, if you will. And it's our responsibility. It says, throw off. You mm-hmm. not God throw off.
Right.
You throw off mm-hmm. everything that hinders. And he wants to, the enemy wants to hinder your relationship with God. And yeah. the relationship with God is more, it's more of a journey. It's more of a marathon than it is a sprint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Along the way, the enemy will start to throw things, if you will, in your way.
Yeah.
He'll throw obstacles in your path. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you need to avoid people, places, and things.
Yeah.
You know, people that are not part of God's plan for you at that season. I know that when I was first coming to the Lord, there were some people that I definitely had to stay away from. I was young in the Lord. I was new. I was just starting out on this journey and on this marathon, on this race that was marked out for me. And you know what? I wasn't strong in the Lord when I first started. I was just growing. I was a new babe in Christ. And there are sometimes people that you're going to have to avoid that the enemy will send to trip you up, to hinder you, to slow you down from what God has called you to go. There's some places, there's some signage off the side of the road, off of your track, some advertisements that will try to pull you to say, come over here and come over there, but you got to stay on your course.
Regardless of how tempting it might look. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Stay true. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. There's things, there are distractions.
That's right.
That will try to get in your way, and not even necessarily sin, but distractions that'll cause you to say, oh, you know, I got to get caught up in work or get caught up with this activity and that activity. It's like, wait a minute. You know, our chief obsession is to know God and to make him known.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that the enemy definitely does not want you to have a walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Don't cuddle with your enemy.
That's right.
Don't cuddle with him. Throw him off. And the enemy is anything that is going to interrupt, delay, or hinder your race, your walk with God.
Right.
That's an enemy. It's not your friend. If somebody's trying to get in your way of your abiding, throw it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is trying to get away and you're spending time, throw it off. Because you need to spend time with the Lord. You need to hear his voice. You will not run this race on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
You can't run this race. Mm-hmm. You can't live this life on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If the enemy can't hinder you, guess what else he tries to do? He tries to entangle you into sin. I'm talking about running your race. These Olympians, they stay focused. They're running their race. They don't get distracted. You know, guys, I can't wait for you guys to come visit me up here in the Northeast. You take it down to Times Square in New York, and you go down there, and there's, I mean, there's people like ants everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But people that I've noticed that are not used to walking in New York, tourists, mm-hmm. they're constantly getting distracted. You can tell the difference with someone who's from New York, a New Yorker, and someone who's not, someone from the Northeast.
They're staring up in the air.
Yeah, well, not only getting caught up in the air, but you got a whole bunch of peddlers. You got people that are trying to sell things on the street. You got people that are trying to get you to come into shows and all kinds of stuff. Some of the stuff not good. Some of the stuff is evil. Some of the stuff is good. And you're walking on your path. And they're constantly throwing stuff in your face. Hey, come check this out. Come buy this. Louis Vuitton, you know, just all this type of stuff. And if you don't set your gaze, if you don't stay on your course, if you don't stay on your track to where you're going to go, you're going to stop and you're going to be pulled away. You're going to be pulled off track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about running your race. He says, let us run the race marked out for us. Or let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. If the enemy can't get you to be hindered or slowed down, he's going to try to entangle you.
Right.
It is this subtle approaches. Listen, don't take hindrances as a small thing. It, you know, the best weapon is a secret weapon when you don't even realize that it's robbing you. All I was doing was checking my emails in the morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But dude, your emails went to checking the internet and checking the news. And before you know it, you spent 45 minutes checking Facebook and you didn't even open your Bible.
That's right.
It's an enemy.
Right.
It's an enemy. Blow up the computer. Don't check your emails. You know what I'm saying? Throw it away.
Right,
it's
right.
an enemy. It was a secret weapon. But we're talking about the sin that so easily entangles is to ensnare. It's to hamper you. Think of your shoelaces that are all tied up and waddled up. You know what I mean? You ain't going nowhere with tied up shoelaces.
Right.
You're not running no race. That is the point of sin. It's to get you shackled up. But all you have to do is repent. All you have to do is repent and get the sin out your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move forward. You know, the problem is that sometimes we'll repent of something and God sets us free and you run three more steps and get entangled again.
Right.
You're like, Lord, please forgive me. I don't want to do this. They're like, okay. God reaches down, untangles your shoelaces again, sets you free, and you run five more steps.
Boom.
I got to tell it. Yeah. You know, he told the lady, he says, go and sin no more, you know, and God can give us grace for that. He can help us, and, you know, he's there to help us live victorious. But you're called to run the race.
That's right.
And then he tells us to run the race with perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, perseverance. Where is perseverance? What do you mean God wants me to work at this thing? I'm just not going to get it like osmosis. I'm not just going to sit there and just hear the word. And it's just, you know, we don't want to be here, right?
That's right.
We want to be here, do. We want to hear the word of God and we want to apply it to our lives. We want it to bear fruit in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So he says you have to run with perseverance. I'm reading out of Hebrews. He says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You can run in God. And perseverance means to have a steady persistence. You're steady. You're steady, Eddie. You're not, you know, on fire 1 week and then down in the dumps next week. You're not on fire in 2 months and then, you're steady, you're persevering, and it's moving persistently, get this, Pat, especially in spite of difficult obstacles. It's like you're going to, you know what? Jesus said, in this life you will have troubles, but cheer up, because I have overcome the world. You can't let every sin, every setback, every hindrance, you know, stop you in your race. And I'm telling you, there's hope for you. If you've been stopped on the side of the race, you've been running and you started out well, but you haven't finished well. You've been sidelined and you've been hampered. I want to tell you that God wants you to finish your race.
Yeah.
He marked out that race for you and it's never too late. You can begin to run with God again. You can begin to walk with God again. You can begin to enjoy his fellowship. Listen, God's not mad at you. You can come, you can repent, you can turn back to the Father, and the Father will accept you.
Yeah.
But you got to make things right.
Amen. Now, you know, I think about that, it continues on. That nice scripture says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
There it is.
The author and perfecter of our faith. So often the devil wants you to be focused on the fact that you got some knots in your shoes, or you did trip up, or you did make a mistake. But you know what? There was a moment in your life that you could care less about running for Jesus.
That's right.
The fact that you are running for Jesus, Jesus is cheering you on. He is the biggest cheerleader, and he's got nothing but love for you. Don't focus on a mistake. Don't focus on where you went wrong or where you failed. Jesus Christ is going to empower you. Fix your eyes on the cross. Keep focused on Jesus, because he's the one that's going to empower you to get back up. He's the one that's going to empower you to keep running mm-hmm. faster, running straighter. That's how good he is.
Yeah. And that's the key, Steve.
Yeah.
You nailed it around. The key is we fix our eyes on him. Jesus said, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. For the joy set before he had a vision of where he was going. If you don't have a vision for the Lord, if you don't have a passion for God, you're not going to be able to run your race. And the things you got to ask yourself, you know, is Jesus the first thing on my mind when I wake up in the morning? Mm-hmm. Is Jesus the last thought I have in my mind before I close my eyes? He is our magnificent obsession. You know, he is the one that our hearts, you know, someone's asking, well, is it okay for me to be? Yes, it's okay for you to be obsessed with Jesus. Absolutely. He is. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He causes you just to be so full of him and wanting to please him and wanting to love him and wanting to live a life of such gratitude. You just say, Jesus, I love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and this race that's marked out for us, you know what this race is all about? It's really only about two things. Three. It's about loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. That's your race, the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. Listen, if you're sitting out there and you're listening to VFN Radio today and someone's shared this segment with you and you're saying, I want to run my race, you can run your race. If you want to run your race with a group of believers that love God, that spend time and abide in his word, I want to encourage you. Check out VFNfamily.org. We have a great family. We're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. And we would love to run with you. VFNfamily.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.